Wow, great version. Don't worry about me. Welcome, Francis.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sophie Cook. that was a beautiful version on our beautiful piano
You've
played in our studio. Your debut album has just been released, Things I've Never Said, with, of course, the song we already know.
Track one
on your album. It's a beautiful song. Last year was a crazy one.
Yeah.
Right? You were one of the BBC Sounds of 2016. That really speeds up things, I guess.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you were everywhere last year.
Yeah, it's weird. Because before that, it's like, cool. Yeah, I was like, yo, everything's going great. Like, this is fun. This is nice and slow. Like, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom.
Were there moments in which you thought, well, this is going really too fast? I'm in a hurricane right now.
It's really weird. Like, sometimes it feels super, super fast. Like, I'll be going to, like I went to, like, 5 countries in the space of, like, 8 or 9 days or something. And they're like, yeah, like, this song's shot up on iTunes. Like, this is cool. And I'm like, oh, cool, yeah. And then I'll go home and I'll have, like, a week of nothing. And
okay.
Like, because, you know, the next promo chip is until a week later and I've just got a week of writing. And then
yeah.
So it's, like, so up and down. And during that week, you're like, is everything gone wrong? Like, it's all over.
Oh, wow,
happening.
Yeah, okay.
It's so weird. Because when you're in the flow and like doing things like this, it feels really great because you can see immediate reactions. And you're like, cool, everything's reacting. This is really fun. And then you go and have that week of nothing. And actually, not much is changing, but I feel so unproductive. Like, no one else is stopping working. Everyone else is, you know, doing stuff and always whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm just kind of sitting
and
here.
What do you do then in those calm weeks?
Well, usually I'm like writing songs.
Okay.
Like, this is a week for, you know, writing. But that's such a different time because it's like, you start your session at 12 p.m.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, I like will go for a walk and have breakfast and have a routine. And it's like, it's just so different.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right now you're doing promo.
Yeah. This is great.
This is rush. I've heard people, a lot of people comparing you to Adele.
Yeah.
Of course, that's because you were huge in 1 year. You have a beautiful voice. You write your own songs. Do you like that comparison? Because you've heard it a lot, I think.
I love Adele. So I think it's such a kind comparison. I think it's amazing. I've heard other artists that have been compared to Adele and like haven't liked it. I guess a lot of artists that write their own songs and maybe sing more kind of soulful, emotional songs tend to get compared to her. But I think that's just amazing because she's the person that brought that back. I think obviously after Amy Winehouse, the person that brought back just singing these amazing
ballads,
songs,
piano ballads. Yeah. Are there other artists you'd like to be compared with?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've had a few, like Ellie Goulding's, which was like, that's wicked. She's amazing. Carole King. She's like
my
idol.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing.
Okay. What do you like about Carole King?
It's the songwriting. Like, she's just an incredible songwriter.
Yeah.
And I think I would love to have a similar story to her in that she's an artist, but she also wrote all these huge hits for everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of, how I want my life to pan out.
Yeah.
Really, like, I love being an artist, but I absolutely love writing songs in the studio and being with other artists and writing songs for them because it's just fun.
Because that's the thing. Your album is called Things I've Never Said.
Yeah.
Of course, you sang them on your album. But you almost didn't because you were thinking about letting other people maybe sing your songs. Just being a songwriter and just let other people stay in the light, in the spotlight.
And I still kind of want to do that. Like, I love being an artist and it's super fun, but I'm going to find a way to do both because I think I love being in the studio so much and like just being with other artists and writing songs for them. And so I want to do both. And there's so many artists that have done that, like Sia, she does that, Ed Sheeran does it. Like, all the best artists in the world are also writers.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Of course it's possible. If you believe in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You've studied music at the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts.
Yeah.
So you really studied for what you're doing right now. But did your teachers at that time immediately thought, okay, this is our next huge star?
I don't know. Even if they did, they wouldn't say it.
Okay.
Because they're, you know, at the end of the day, like, my whole year, like, my year group and the whole university, like, we were all there for a reason. Like, all of my peers, the people that I was at uni with, were so talented.
Mm-hmm.
They're just all amazing singers. Like, we'd sit in lessons and just share our songs, and they're all just so incredible. So I think everybody, I think, is working in music somehow, whether they're writing or some of them are producers or some of them musicians. So they play, you know, drums for artists or bass or guitar or whatever. So they're all doing amazingly well. But I think it was really nice. Like, I went back to my university like a few months ago, mm-hmm. which was really cool. And, like, saw all my teachers again.
Yeah,
and
what
like,
did they
Hello!
Say?
They're like so excited. Yeah. It was really cute.
Okay, because you went from Liverpool to London to yeah. go to work there and mm. to make some songs. You fled your university practically, or not?
Yeah, no, I did. I finished the degree. I got the okay. degree, which was like really hard. Okay. But I did like the whole of my last year. I did from London.
Yeah, and then you were staying in a really really small room. I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like.
How was that time? That's such a romantic idea.
About I moved artists. To London. Yeah. No. But it was great because you have to do that. I think anyone that moves to London for the first time and like lives in this amazing place, like that's just not.
That's not a good idea. You have to stay in a shitty, small place.
You have to, yeah.
Above a restaurant.
I was above a glass shop. So okay. they sold like windows and stuff, mm-hmm. which is weird because like every time I went, so we accessed the flat like from the back. And so, and also next door was a fish restaurant.
Okay.
So like I would be carrying my keyboard, like I had little wheels on it, like to go and play some gig in a pub. And the restaurant was like sweeping out like, all the fishy water yeah. from their kitchen into the alleyway. And then I had this little car, but the tyres kept popping because the glass shop would just leave the glass everywhere. And I'd be like dodging it in my car, but the track was like this big. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. And you had to pay to play in pubs? Because I always heard that
yeah.
some pubs ask money.
Sometimes. I think I didn't, that only happened to me a couple of times.
Yeah.
But it happened to me more in Liverpool where I studied, which was weird.
Yeah, that pubs ask money to artists to play there.
Yeah, it's an yeah. opportunity.
Oh, yeah, well. then your album, It is it's a beautiful album. You have a lot of piano ballads, very Adele-like, as the comparison goes. But then there's also these other kinds of songs that are on there. For example, this No Matter.
Yeah.
This is such a different style.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? I mean, I actually wrote that whilst I was at university. Uh-huh. And I wrote it with like a friend at the time, and he like produced the track, not like that. Like it was this weird like drum and bass thing. Uh-huh. It was really uh-huh. weird. And then like Rudimental tried a version of it, Gorgon City tried a version of it, and like it just didn't end up working out. Like they had other singles they wanted to release, and then it was just sat on my my iTunes for ages. And then my album was just missing an up-tempo song. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to it through, and I was like, there were some up-tempo songs, like a song called Drifting and Under Our Feet, and I was like, it's just not enough. It just sat the sonic, there wasn't enough like sonic variety. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, we recorded everything in the same studio with the same players, the same pianos. I was like, look, I need to just mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
So there's these really talented producers in the UK called Mojam who work on a lot of Emily Sandé stuff.
Mm, yeah.
They produced pretty much the whole of her last album, the most recent album. And so I just gave them like the piano and the vocal, and they made that production.
They mixed it up.
Yeah. And I was like, I love it.
Yeah, well, we do love it too. You've played it today, No Matter, the song we heard before, in an electronic mashed-up version, almost yeah. drum and bass-like, Emily Sandé-like. And this is totally calm on our piano.
Yes.
Thank you for coming to our studio.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.